right this second. However, we are joined by the head football coach of Pittsburgh, 55-38 overall in eight seasons there. ACC champs this past season. They are 2-1. They won 34-13 at Western Michigan last week. They are hosting Rhode Island Saturday. Pat Narduzzi is my guest. Pat, it is great to have you back on the show. First things first, Pat, how are you personally and overall? How are you feeling about that team as you get ready to take on Rhode Island Saturday?
I appreciate it, Jim. I'm doing great. You know, it gets me cranked up to, you know, welcome to the jungle, Jim Rome show, the whole deal. I'm excited. Everything's great here in Pittsburgh. I wish we were 3-0 instead of 2-1. Had some quarterbacks get banged up against Tennessee, and I think it would have been a different story had our starter been in there the whole game. But that's how the ball rolls sometime. But I think we got a good football team here, and I'm looking forward to watching our guys compete this weekend, and then the following weekend get into the ACC.
See, that's the Pat Narduzzi energy and intensity that I know. You talked about your quarterbacks being banged up, so why don't we start right there, if you don't mind. You know, as you know, I'm here in Southern California, so I've seen quite a bit of quarterback Keaton Slovis. And when he put up big numbers at USC, he did get hurt. He missed that Western Michigan game, as did his backup, Nick Patty. So how pleased were you with the way your redshirt freshman, Nate Yarnell, handled himself in his first game, Pat, of organized ball in about 3 years?
Yeah, it's his first organized game in 3 years. It's the first time he'd actually run our offense ever. He was a guy, Jim, reading scout cards. He was running Tennessee's offense, West Virginia's offense for 2 weeks prior to the opener. And so he's our scout quarterback, and was thrown into the starting duties last week and had to compete to win it as well. He's just a kind of a relaxed, calm character. And I was really, really impressed with the way he handled the whole thing. And we didn't keep it that simple. I mean, he had a lot of run checks that we had to take care of. We didn't go in thinking we were going to throw it 50 times. We didn't want to do that to him or the team. And we managed the game great as a staff. And so credit to the offensive staff of a great game plan. And he executed it.
I was going to say, credit to all of that, and credit to the kid for handling himself the way he did. It's amazing. You know, you discussed it previously, Pat, but for those who do not know the story about Yarnell, he missed his entire senior season in high school due to injury. What happened to him, and then what led you and your staff to recruit him?
Obviously, nowadays, most kids, if they don't play the senior year, they're still recruited and offered and committed. But you're recruiting guys off of junior tape. So he was committed to us even before he stepped into his senior year. So he had hurt a thumb. Okay. He's a tough guy. He's a competitor, obviously. He's smart. But he wasn't smart enough not to get in a fight with a linebacker at practice. So that's how he hurt his thumb. Right. So that cost him, most of his senior year. So we got a linebacker type, personality playing quarterback for us.
I'm kind of laughing. It's not funny. Like, not smart enough not to get into a fight with a linebacker, but tough enough to get into a fight with a linebacker. So you probably like that part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know. I never found out, did he win or lose either? I don't know if I ever asked that question. I was worried about his darn thumb. I wasn't worried about whether he won or lost. I got to go ask that question here when I see him tomorrow morning for practice.
Yeah, let's find that out, too. Pat Narduzzi is joining us. So, Pat, what about Slovis? He was cleared to play last week. You held him out. I don't suspect you're going to tell me who's going to start against Rhode Island, but is Slovis back to 100% yet, and have you made the decision internally who's going to get the start Saturday?
Yeah, Slovis is ready to go. Again, he could have gone last week. It was just too soon for me. I just wanted to make sure he was healthy. What I didn't want to do, Jim, and again, the trainers and doctors cleared him, is having come back so soon that, we got nicked up again. I said, we're gonna tough this one out. We're going to go up there, win on the road with some adversity. I want to see how our guys react to it, and they did a hell of a job. So I prepared our team, even though he's cleared on Tuesday, first team meeting of the week. Our first practice of the week is Tuesday. I said, listen, we're going with our third team guy that stays in here, or fourth team guy, whatever you want to call him. We're not playing with our starter or backup, and we're gonna figure it out, and we're gonna deal with it. So that's kind of what we did.
Pat Narduzzi is my guest. So, Pat, what about Slovis? What has he brought to your team, both on and off the field, since he transferred in?
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. I really do compare him to a Kenny Pickett-type guy. The difference between him and Kenny is he's got more patience in the pocket. And sometimes, nowadays, Kenny would have taken off running and not got hit. He's got, a lot of, I guess it's courage in the pocket. He's going to hang in there and take a hit and throw the ball. So that's what I love about him. But at times you got to get out of there and save yourself sometimes. And he's got to do a better job with the protections and making sure that it gets turned to help him out when he sees it if the offensive line doesn't do that. So I love him. I think he's a great competitor. I think he's a great leader. I think he's very accurate like Kenny was. And he's got NFL ability.
All right, so Pat, since you mentioned Pickett, it's not your situation. You've got plenty of on your own plate. You got plenty to worry about with your own program, but you got to be watching Pickett from afar. Do you think, and I'm not asking you to say anything negative about Mitch Trubisky, but just in a vacuum, do you think Pickett is ready to play and start in the NFL right now, or would that be too much too soon?
You know, and I know Kenny, and I've watched, I haven't seen a game. I haven't seen one play in the last 2 weeks. I don't have time to watch Sunday football, unfortunately, but I was fortunate enough to take the whole team to see the first preseason game, and he looked like $1 million. I don't think there's any question he's ready. I think they're looking for some maturity right now and seeing how things go. But, Mitch is a great quarterback, and he'll be fine. And again, Kenny's going to be fine when he's ready. He's ready when they say, Kenny, it's your turn, and again, his opportunity will come at some point. You know how this game is played, just like Nate Yarnell's time came. When he's ready, I think everybody will see that he'll embrace that and do a nice job for him.
Appreciate your thoughts there. Pat, you're looking ahead to Rhode Island, but I might ask you to take one look back. That emotional win over West Virginia in a tremendous game to start the year, what a wild finish that was. And that marked the return of the backyard brawl in front of 70,000 fans, which set a record for largest attendance in Pittsburgh sports history. You've been around the game your entire life, your coach's son, but have you ever experienced a better atmosphere than the one you had versus West Virginia?
It was really darn good. I've seen a few of them, but, I'd say it's in the top five for sure. Our Panther Pit did a heck of a job, our student section. It's amazing. I've seen a lot of, student sections, but that's got to be one of the top I've ever seen. Just student sections, especially for, school that has, probably 17,000 undergrads. I think we had, 16,999 that came. I think there was one person that didn't show up, so I'm not sure who it was, but I'm going to try to, track that guy or that gal down.
You got to, Pat. Now, you played linebacker in college at Rhode Island, then you went back to your alma mater to serve as an assistant coach. I know every summer you like to go back there on vacation, all of that. So how gratifying is it to schedule this matchup with Rhode Island, which gives your team a solid non-conference test, and it gives the Rams some much-needed national exposure?
Yeah, no doubt. It's I've gotten a lot of calls here in the last probably 2 months of people coming up for the game and Jim, they got to understand I'm still a competitor. I'm not giving out free tickets for you to come watch your team. That you want to, you can't root against us, right? So as much as I'd like to give them a free ticket, they are getting free tickets. They're going to pay for their own tickets, but it's awful nice for them to schedule us and us to schedule them. Brings them in here, bring back some old memories, and I think as a coach, you never forget where you came from. And, again, I learned a lot from Bob Griffin as a player under Bob Griffin, the old head coach there, and his entire staff, and then coaching there. So I know where they come from, and it's a good football program. And, I give back to the university in the off season, it's just something that is good to give to them during the season as well.
Yeah, Pat, I don't think anybody's going to question whether or not you're still a competitor. In fact, when you played there, let me ask it this way. As a coach's son, and you were always that intense, always that driven, what were you like as a player? How would you, knowing what you know now as a coach, how would you evaluate yourself as a player?
I was a coach's kid, so I was probably just a slow guy that made plays because I knew where I was supposed to go and knew what the other team was doing. Studied a lot of videotape, I was a good 1AA football player.
Hey, Pat, I think you're being humble, but I get it. Not only did you study a lot of videotape, the story goes you actually had an 8mm projector in your dorm room. Is that true? And where did you get that? And did any of your teammates roll like that?
Yeah, none of my teammates rolled like that. Only a coach's kid could get a camera like that, So we had extra ones, We always had one at the house. My dad used to be on Sunday mornings when he's head coach at Youngstown State, would have the staff over for donuts and coffee and breakfast at our house, and they would sit in the living room and have that thing projected on the living room wall and, just kind of in a relaxing, different atmosphere. So my dad could be home with his family, but again, get his work done. So we always had one around, and I just kind of snuck that one into my dorm room, so I had some stuff to, you know, every night before I left the coach's office at Rhode Island, I'd grab grab one reel and I'd watch it that night, and then the next day get another one.
Probably was the best time ever. It was preordained. There was no way you were not going to be a coach. He is the head football coach of Pittsburgh, 55-38, as I mentioned. They're 2-1. They're coming off that win over Western Michigan and another big one against Rhode Island on Saturday. Pat, always appreciate the energy, appreciate the friendship, and always good to have you on the show. Pat, good luck.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you having me on, and hail to Pitt.
You got it. Hail to Pitt. Hail to Pitt. Pat Narduzzi, intense and competitive, and as always, doing a great, great job at Pittsburgh.